is Lady Gaga. La 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 la
la la la la. Hi, this is Brian Adams.
Happy holidays, everyone. It's Christina Aguilera.
This is Russell Hitchcock of Air Supply. You're listening to The Sounds of Christmas.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. On a recent episode focusing on when I believed artists should release Christmas music, I mentioned recent releases from Christina Aguilera, Bryan Adams, and Lady Gaga. And I mentioned that I felt all three of those were released too late in the season to get much, if any, traction, either on traditional radio or even on playlists curated by fans of either Christmas music or these particular artists, or both. While I still believe that, some seem to think I meant something else, something disparaging about these releases or the artists themselves, and that's most definitely not the case. Lady Gaga released a cover of Santa Claus is Coming to Town on December 16, 2024. It came as a surprise to most of us, but not an unpleasant or unwelcome one. She gave us a fun version of this song, which I like and played shortly after it's released, and again this past season too. I was actually hoping we'd get more this year, maybe an EP, a whole album, or at least another single. That didn't happen, of course, but there's always next year. By the way, her 2008 single, Christmas Tree, was also released on December 16th. Her 2011 EP, A Very Gaga Holiday, came out a little earlier on November 22nd, and her duet with Tony Bennett on Winter Wonderland came out on December 9th, 2014. These all could have been decisions by the record label. I'm not pointing fingers, I'm not blaming everybody, I'm just saying that earlier would be better for radio airplay and playlist curation. The other two releases I had mentioned in that previous episode were connected to television specials from this past season, and the artists probably had little to no influence on when the music was released. And I'm not saying Lady Gaga did, that's between her and the label. And it's between these artists and their labels. Bryan Adams released the single California Christmas on November 25th, and the album it came from, A Great Big Holiday Jam, was released on December 8th to coincide with a Canadian TV special, which the album was basically a soundtrack to. This is a terrific musical Christmas party featuring Bare Naked Ladies, The Sheepdogs, Alessia Cara, and Alan Doyle. It included covers of Little Saint Nick, Deck the Halls, and Jingle Bell Rock. Bare Naked Ladies led the group with their song Green Christmas, while Alessia Cara led with her song Make It to Christmas. Bryan led everyone in a version of his song Christmas Time, and he wrapped things up with a solo version of O Christmas Tree. Bryan's first Christmas single, Christmas Time, was released to his fan club in December of 1984 and then released commercially the following December. He did something similar with his song Merry Christmas, sending it out to his fan club in 2010 and then releasing a different version the following year in the latter half of November. Bryan released a 5-song EP simply called Christmas on November 15th, 2019, followed by the single Let's Get Christmas Going on November 4th, 2022. Those last couple came out early enough that they probably did benefit from radio airplay and some playlist curation. Christmas Time, released back in the 80s, got radio airplay as well, but the world was a different place back then, and we're talking 40 years ago. Finally, there's Christina Aguilera. She released her cover of My Favorite Things on November 25th, just ahead of her album Christmas in Paris, which came out December 14th, a few days after her release of the second single from that album, Someday at Christmas. Previously, Christina gave us a Christmas album in 2000 called My Kind of Christmas, which was actually released a week before Halloween. Several songs from that album are revisited on this new one, including Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas and The Christmas Song. Christmas in Paris also includes Little Drummer Girl with Sheila E., Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, and Let It Snow. And while not Christmas songs, it also includes live versions of her hits Genie in a Bottle and Lady Marmalade, which was no doubt a gift to her fans. My only issue with any of these releases, if that's even what it is, had to do with when this music was released. I like all three of these artists and all of their Christmas releases, along with many others that were also released in that window that I just feel is too late for Christmas music. Too late for real consideration for radio airplay, and too late for real consideration for inclusion on streaming playlists. Not all, certainly, but a lot. I only wanted to revisit this so I could make sure that everybody understood that I have nothing against these artists, and I actually really like the Christmas music that they've released. I play tracks from all of these releases on The Sounds of Christmas. And just in case they came out too late for you, I wanted to make sure you knew a little bit more about them. After all, I'm always in favor of sharing my love of Christmas music. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And I'll put a link to that down in the show notes, and you can click on that, go on over, find your favorite site, click on it, and then subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.